Good morning. You've made it to Friday of Memorial Day weekend. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, $318,630 in that lockbox. As we get into the weekend, think about what this radio station means to you.
David, you're so right. You know, words are words, and we can say the words. But in the end, it's just a matter of what we feel and what we believe. And if we believe that this radio station has been here for us when we've really all needed it in the worst of times, and these are the worst of times, in my opinion, this is the worst president this country has ever seen, ever. We see conflicts of interest between business interests and the way in which we are proceeding as a country in our government. It's very, very frightening. And if this radio station wasn't here, I think a lot of people would know that no matter what you feel about politics, it is so important. So, you know, we have about $180,000 to go. And it means that if everybody were to do something, look, during the fund drives, we made $100,000 every day that we're on the air. So come on, everybody. We can do this. We're so close now. We can do this. Let's get it done.
WAMC.org. Whatever you can do, we thank you. Well, the off again meeting with North Korea, an editorial in the New York Times this morning. Alan, President Trump now needs to corral his renegade advisors and resist the name calling to get diplomacy back on track.
Yeah, this is the art of the deal gone awry. There are so many untold parts of the story. We don't know what China is saying. We don't know what Trump is trying to achieve here. We do see this so-called offer of good faith by the North Korean leader who said, because there are no experts there, but reporters there, to be blowing up his nuclear facility and the tunnels around it. We don't know, but it does appear that the role of the adult in the room is being played by none other than the despicable North Korean leadership, who are basically saying, we'll give you some more time to figure this out, to Trump. We'll see. I think that the view of many people is that the United States blew it. Stock market went down. Nobody wants the threat of this nuclear specter hanging over them, and Trump is not getting a Nobel Prize so far for what he's done.
Governor Cuomo yesterday, Alan, endorsed by former Vice President Joe Biden at the State Democratic Convention on Long Island. Governor Cuomo called the upcoming election in New York the most consequential election in our lifetime. He zeroed in on President Trump and the Republicans in Washington for gun, immigration, and tax policies. Even Vice President Biden said, these are not your father's Republicans.
Well, you know, Biden is a beloved figure. There's no question that that's helpful to Andrew Cuomo. Hillary, I'm not so sure. Look, there are an awful lot of people who voted for her, but who see her as yesterday's news and who see her as a more conservative part of the Democratic Party and, frankly, see her as tied into the moneyed interests in this country. Not everybody feels that way. I certainly voted for her, but I can tell you that my intuition is she doesn't really help the governor that much, if anything, quite the other way around, because he is perceived by many of the progressive people in the party to be somebody who caters to the same crowd that make people suspicious of Clinton. I don't think that he has much to worry about. He'll probably win the election. Nevertheless, there is a progressive surge in New York, and that goes to Cynthia Nixon, I believe, and the Working Families Party. One of the things that concerns me the most is that from the very beginning, there have been signals that if Cuomo wins the primary, that they want Nixon out, the very people who put her into the Working Families Party. I hope that isn't true, because I think people deserve choices.
Very interesting article in the Times, Alan, about Mayor Bill de Blasio and City Hall, which released more than 4,000 pages of emails that the mayor tried in vain to keep secret and which reveal an overarching obsession with how he's portrayed in the news media, perhaps that obsession not untypical for a politician.
I was just going to say that exact same thing, David. Not untypical for the way that politicians play the game. You know, they hire huge public relations staffs. I know I've been subjected to this, go on and say bad things about people who write articles that they don't like. Certainly in the governor's case, that has happened. And I can just simply say that's what they do. Their elections are tied to the way in which they are portrayed. They know it, and so therefore the people's money get wasted on a lot of PR stuff that is just nonsense.
Well, to you, Alan, to our listeners and staff, I hope everyone gets time with family this Memorial Day weekend and rests up. And as you think of family, don't forget WAMC at WAMC.org. We love you all.
That's so true, David. That is so true. Let's get this done.